May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Perched on a dome high above the Central Criminal Court in London, more commonly known as the Old Bailey, is a 12-foot high bronze statue. It depicts Lady Justice standing upon a globe with arms outstretched, holding a sword in her right hand and the scales of justice in her left. Similar statues grace law courts around the world, from Japan to Bangladesh, from Australia to the United States of America, from Italy to Germany. In each case, the scales are suspended in equal balance as a visible symbol of equity. The best that I can offer today by way of example, I didn't have a pan scale, is this set of kitchen scales, which serve the same purpose. There's only a lip on this side of the pulpit. I'll come back to it. The prophet Isaiah tells us that the Lord is a God of justice. And the psalmist declares, the Lord will judge the peoples with equity. In turn, God's people are challenged by the prophet Micah. What does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? 6 centuries earlier, as the Israelites had prepared to enter the promised land, Moses had instructed them in the words that we heard read to us this morning. Justice and only justice you shall pursue, so that you may live and occupy the land that the Lord your God is giving you. So Scripture tells us clearly that justice is at the very heart of who God is. And justice is required to be in turn at the heart of the people of God, guiding their thoughts and directing their actions. So, what is justice? And how do we do it? Justice, I want to suggest this morning, is about weighing the balance of everything we do and everything we think and everything we say in the scales of equity. Justice is about placing our own position on one scale and the position of others on the other scale to see if they come out even. And then having the courage and the generosity to redress any imbalance. Consider in your mind's eye for a moment how the various elements of your life might weigh in God's scales of justice when balanced against the life of others. I'm not talking about things beyond our control, things like weighing the unmerited blessings of being born in the affluent West against the struggles of people born into poor communities in parts of other continents, Africa or India, perhaps. I'm talking about how we choose to respond to all the people whose lives in any way connect with ours, and to the wider concerns and needs of the world, which we may become aware of, or in which we could and should have taken more than a passing or dismissive interest. How do our scales way if this is our life? How hard have we tried to balance the scales of justice? Our reading this morning from Luke's Gospel highlights the various issues of justice concerning those for whom God has special concern. The poor, the captives, the blind, the oppressed. Jesus declares that he has come to bring good news, to proclaim release, healing, and freedom. Later, he sends his followers out in his name to heal the sick and announce God's coming kingdom. I suspect that this sums up the understanding many of us have about social justice. It's about helping people suffering from poverty and homelessness, providing practical help through food banks, night shelters, and credit unions. It's about visiting people in prison to offer love, forgiveness, and the possibility of new beginning. It's about caring for the sick and the dying in hospitals, hospices, and the local community, befriending the lonely, supporting people with addiction and mental health problems, giving to appeals for famine relief and the construction of wells, schools, and health clinics in developing countries. It is about all these things. But at its heart, it is about so much more. It concerns the whole way in which we view ourselves and other people and the world. This year's reflections for the week of prayer for Christian unity have been prepared by Christians in Indonesia, a nation of 17,000 plus islands in the Indo-Pacific Ocean. It is an extraordinarily diverse nation, with over 1,000 ethnic groups and several hundred local languages. Religion is predominantly Muslim, with about 10% Christian and a few Buddhists and Hindus. Faced with such diversity, the people of Indonesia are united by the principle of solidarity and collaboration. Solidarity and collaboration, which means sharing in all aspects of life and regarding all Indonesians as brothers and sisters. Of course, life in Indonesia is far from perfect, as elsewhere. It suffers its share of corruption, greed, and religious tension, which feed the divisions of poverty and injustice. This only reinforces the church's commitment to the principles and goals of unity in diversity. At this time, when our own nation is so fractured, and the future continues to hang perilously in the balance, there has never been a more important time to seek unity in diversity and to regard one another as brothers and sisters rather than enemies and opponents. This morning we meet together in all the diversity of our different expressions of church as the united body of Jesus Christ in Saffron Walden. We come, setting aside our ecclesiastical and political differences, to worship God together, to listen to his word, and to share fellowship, loving one another as brothers and sisters. For our Lord desires that we should all be one, as he and the Father are one, and that we should seek the common good. We meet in unity to seek and to pray for unity. We need together to hear God's word challenging us to rise above our parochial interests and take up our responsibility as global citizens, committed to address injustice wherever it exists, concerned equally for all our brothers and sisters everywhere, and doing everything humanly possible to reduce the warming of our planet, which threatens the whole of life, but which is a particular injustice to some of the poorest and most vulnerable nations and communities. One of the great joys of my sabbatical pilgrimage last year on the Camino de Santiago to Compostela was the oneness that I experienced with other pilgrims. It didn't matter, in fact, we didn't know whether people were poor or wealthy. We all carried only the essentials we needed for the journey. There was no feast or famine. We all sat around the same tables to share the same simple, nourishing meal. Catholic, Protestant, agnostic, or atheist, male or female, gap year students, pensioners, or midlifers, we were all equally welcomed along the way, and we gratefully lay down side by side to rest in our bunk rooms at the end of the day. Differences of language and nationality were overcome as we sought a common language in which to share our stories. And of course, tears, laughter, and the inevitable blisters needed no translation. We were simply sisters, brothers, pilgrims together, a foretaste of life in God's new heaven and earth. In the interests of Christian unity, therefore, I cannot avoid the B word this morning. Whether Brexiteers or Remainers, supporters of a hard deal, a soft deal, or a no deal, God's justice requires that we weigh all the consequences in his scales. There's been so much talk of how the United Kingdom might benefit or not from leaving the European Union, but much less interest in how our leaving or remaining might affect our brothers and sisters in Europe and the rest of the world. How will the various options on the table affect not just our own well-being and national interests, but the well-being and interests of our brothers and sisters in Christ and all people whom God loves and seeks to draw to himself across the Channel and across continents and oceans? Because in God's economy, says the Lord, with the measure we use, it will be measured to us on the day of judgment. Whatever the outcome of the Brexit negotiations, whether decided by Parliament or by a second referendum, whether in or out, I pray that we may be united in our understanding of the love and purposes of the God of justice and show the self-giving love of our Saviour Jesus Christ in our attitudes towards and concern for all our brothers and sisters in England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland, in the European Union and in every other continent and island on earth. May our love be shown in our response to all human need, in taking every opportunity to promote peace and reconciliation, and in committing together to do all we can to safeguard the life of this amazing planet, which is God's gift to us for our home now and for future generations. Justice. Only justice you shall pursue, so that you may live and occupy the land your God is giving you, commanded Moses. As followers and servants together of our Lord Jesus Christ, let us fervently pursue God's justice, so that the scales may be evenly balanced and all people equally know the blessings of life on earth as we await the joys of heaven. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.